Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good to be with you on a Thursday. The draft is a week out. A week from today is the NFL draft. Nick Caserio met with the media yesterday. We'll dig into some of what he had to say at the top of the hour. Nick met with the media, sat down for a good half hour or so with the assembled media. How comfortable are you with the number 25 pick? The contention that they do not draft based on need. We'll hear from Nick Caserio on that. At the top of the hour, we'll get to headlines in about 25 minutes or so. Daniel Jeremiah is, of course, former NFL scout. I think one of the more respected draft experts. And here in Houston, it hits home with Daniel Jeremiah pretty acutely, Seth. He was the draft pundit who, in his final version of his mock draft, the day before the 2023 draft, had the Texans selecting C.J. Stroud with the second overall pick. Ding, that was correct. And then trading up from 12 to 3 with the Arizona Cardinals for Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Amazing. He got that one correct, too.
And yeah. Look, Daniel Jeremiah is a guy. He's a former scout for the Ravens, I believe, right?
Yes.
And he's plugged in. He talks to teams a lot. He works for the NFL Network. He's kind of got that. I think a lot of people in front offices trust him that he's not going to divulge stuff he's not supposed to divulge, and yet he has a lot of candid conversations and uses that to form his opinions. So I think that, in that instance, I would guess that he had some intel from either the Cardinals or the Texans on that one, because he did it. It was the day before the draft, I think.
Yeah, it was day
one
before.
Or 2 days before the draft.
It was literally the day before the draft. You're right.
Yeah. He's plugged in.
He's plugged in.
And he's not a hot take artist.
No.
He speaks pretty respectfully about people when he did all the time, pretty much. So
yeah. So here is Daniel Jeremiah yesterday. He was talking to Ryan Russillo and Todd McShay. So this had to be something to do with the Ringer, I would guess. Here's what he said about the Texans.
The Houston Texans, it's going to be the law firm of Booker or Banks. Like they're drafting an offensive lineman between those two guys, whoever's there.
Okay. I mean, declaring with authority that it's either Tyler Booker, the guard out of Alabama, who he's referring to there, and then that would be Kelvin Banks, the offensive lineman out of the University of Texas.
Not Kelvin James that I was calling him yesterday when
it's a cool name,
talking
though.
About comedians. I was thinking about Kevin James.
Yeah.
So, no, Kelvin Banks and Tyler Booker. So I don't think you'd be wasting your time if you do a little extra viewing of their highlight reels or whatever on YouTube during the next week or so. Because I think an offensive lineman, not a huge shock that Daniel Jeremiah would say that. It is given that yesterday Nick Caserio flat out adamantly said, no, we don't. We're not going to – we draft best player available.
Yeah.
No, nope, we just – that's – but he doesn't just even say offensive line. He says either Tyler Booker or Kelvin Banks if they're available there.
Well, and what makes that interesting is that's just somebody declaring what the Texans are going to do. When he had his prediction 2 years ago about Will Anderson and the trade up, it would be very easy to assume, especially that year when everybody had bad information on the Texans because nothing was getting out of the building – with what they were doing with the number 2 pick, And so it was easy to assume back then that he was getting all his information from the Cardinals on that trade, right? Like if the Texans are so locked down. And I, you know, on the scale of NFL teams, the Texans skew very heavily towards the ones that I don't think put a lot of smoke out there. Or they, I mean, they, I feel like it's two people that know what exactly what they're doing. It's Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. That's an interesting one, just because this is, hey, the tech. There's no second team involved in this one. You know, if he's getting intel, maybe it's just people he's talking to, reading the tea leaves with workouts, or they talk to the he talked to a team who happened to cozy up to Nick or D'Amico at the combine or something like that. You know,
If I just had to guess,
I would guess it's probably a pretty solid prediction where his intel is maybe secondhand, possibly.
Right, and or the time they've spent now with the Texans. I always caution against reading too much into, hey, they had these guys in on their top 30 visits or anything like that. Because a lot of times they're just trying to check off boxes. Guys that, you know, they had one prospect in who from a smaller school that they just, I think there's a chance they just hadn't been to those pro days where they go to the Texas pro day because there's so many prospects there.
Yeah.
I don't read too much into that. I think that with Tyler Booker especially, well, and with Kelvin Banks, Nick has spoken pretty openly about how they like having lots of film on guys, especially if it's versus SEC teams and what have you. Mm-hmm. And both Tyler Booker and Kelvin Banks have performed at a high level for a long time.
Yes.
Where you take it with somebody like the offensive tackle Josh Connerly out of Oregon is a guy who started for 2 years and improved a lot this past season. But I think that I could see, even if you like some things about Josh Connerly better than Kelvin Banks, athletically or what have you, Kelvin Banks has just been doing it longer and been more consistently doing it against a higher level of competition.
Mm-hmm. Here's Tyler Booker. This is from the Combine itself, and he was talking about Will Anderson Jr., loving football, leadership. Of course, they were teammates at Alabama. Here's Tyler Booker, who a lot of people have linked to the Texans in large part because of a vibe like this.
It would mean a lot to be on a team with Will Anderson. And as I mentioned my leadership earlier, I've learned a lot of my leadership skills from Will. Being around a guy like that who loves the game of football, that's something hard to pass up on. Like in the game of football, not everybody loves it. I'm a guy who loves it. I'm a guy who eats, sleeps, and breathes football. And not everybody does it. Some people play for the money. Some people play just because they're good at it. But I love the game of football. And Will is another person who truly loves the game of football just as much as I do.
Okay, I'm going to take that at face value that Tyler Booker is 100% genuine about that. He seems like a genuine kid. I think what amps up the likelihood on a Tyler Booker, Seth, is not only is that a position of need for this team just on Sundays, that's a personality of need the other 6 days of the week in that room. I think that's a reason why that room is torn. It's torn down and got a bunch of new faces in it, is because they want people in that room that have an attitude like we just heard in those 28 seconds of audio right there.
Right. Well, and if you look at McMillan, the receiver, where there's questions about whether he even really enjoys watching football all that much, and some of the anonymous scout reports are, they had to beg this guy to stick around, and he kept negotiating his deal and all of these other things. It feels a whole lot more like a Tyler Booker or Ibuka, the receiver out of Ohio State, guys like that, Kelvin Banks. They might just appeal to him more. The really interesting thing about this is that Daniel Jeremiah has a pretty good bead on how teams are feeling about people. The fact that he brings up Kelvin Banks, and knowing that the Texans have the 25th overall pick, it's interesting because Kelvin Banks is generally going around 15 or higher.
He's in the teens.
In mock drafts. Yeah. And now Jonathan Alexander, in his latest mock draft, had the Texans trading up to draft Kelvin Banks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was skeptical of that, but I wonder if maybe Jonathan Alexander, in reading the tea leaves too, really feels like the Texans really love Kelvin Banks and maybe are willing to trade up for him.
They've got two third-round picks, the 79th overall pick, which they got in the Laremy Tunsil trade, if I'm not mistaken. And that's been somebody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's been passed around by like four different teams. And then the 89th pick is their own. You know, an interesting prop bet on this draft would be, do the Texans end up using two picks in the third round of this draft to actually take players, or do they trade one of those picks?
Jonathan Alexander's trade was a third rounder this year. Yeah. They would trade a third rounder from this year, yep, and a second rounder from next year. They would get back a third rounder next year.
Okay.
With, I can't remember which team it okay. was. So, I'm going to say it was the Bucks.
Yeah, they were moving up. Yeah. So you do, you know, you do the balancing act here, and they're basically giving up next year's two, more or less, to move up to go get Kelvin Banks, and that's who he had him taking. Kelvin Banks, you said, Seth?
Yep.
So the mock drafts, people laugh about the mock drafts, and we're going to do our mock draft injection at 7:45 today, and this will be the first one we've ever done like this. We're going to do John Harris's mock draft on footballtakeover.com. He did a 3-round mock the other night, so we're going to have him on while we critique his mock draft, or we'll go back and forth with him. He's going to hang for another segment after that and talk draft with us a week out from the draft later today.
Yeah, and so this is yesterday, Nick Castario talking about, and I want to say, did Brendan Scott ask this question?
I don't remember.
Talking about how they do use some mock drafts to try to figure out and get a general gauge of where players might go.
I would just say, some are probably more relevant than others because some are getting the information from the teams. Like, they're not just making it up themselves. Like, they're talking to teams saying, hey, you know, so that's how they're building it, right? So they're getting intel. I'd say agents are involved. Like, they're getting intel. All right. So you try to gather information, but you have to be careful about how much you actually put in the information. And then what can you trust and what can you rely on? And you're just trying to get yourself in the ballpark.
Yeah. It is funny. They used the mock draft. And Nick's told us that on this show before. There are mock drafts out there that they use. Nick also said in that press conference yesterday at one point about how much garbage there is out there right now.
Right, right. No, he opened up with it. Yeah. I talked about how much garbage there is out there. No, and that is the big part of it is that I think they look at guys like Daniel Jeremiah and a select few others that maybe they themselves have relationships with, and they know that teams talk to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever it's worth, in Daniel Jeremiah's latest mock draft, which I believe he hasn't done one in April, he had the Texans taking Kelvin Banks with the 25th pick overall.
Okay.
So Daniel Jeremiah might have, at that point at least, felt like, yeah, Kelvin Banks will fall further. Maybe other mock drafters are being a little bit more aggressive in their assessment of Kelvin Banks.
Is there a database somewhere that tells us which of these mockers are typically the most accurate with this stuff?
Usually the easiest way to find them is the guys that are bragging about where they're
ranked. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it exists.
It's the part though too is I think that the way that GMs and a lot of other people look at mock drafts is you try not to get too hung up on exactly which guy is going where. It's more, all right, are the guys that are being predicted to go in the top 15 generally going in the top 15? Are the guys that are predicted to go later in the first round generally going later in the first round? Because then you can, you don't want to look at any of these as written in stone, but you get a good feel for what the perhaps the general consensus is for most teams on where guys how they stack their boards.
It feels like the top 10 is really starting to coalesce. You know, like it feel like Cam Ward's a lock. I feel like Travis Hunter is getting close to being a lock at going number two. Abdul Carter won't get past New England at four, and if New England doesn't get Abdul Carter at four, they're probably taking Will Campbell. Mason Graham at five, Ashton Jeanty at six. Like I don't even have this in front of me right now. I've looked at so many of these damn things, and it's starting to fit. But maybe there's a curveball coming. Who knows?
You know, and I'll tell you what. I have honestly been I have neglected edge rushers to an extreme degree. I've watched a lot of the defensive tackles just because I like defensive tackles. And the Texans, D'Amico wants a stud defensive tackle at some point. So I've neglected the edge rushers. Completely, almost, totally ignorant, or at least, you know, in comparison to where I'd like to be. Well, that might have to be my weekend project.
Is there a great one in this draft? Like, that's where the people that got that criticized the Texans heavily as to what they gave up for Will Anderson 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think the Texans they had a look at the next couple of years saying, there ain't nobody else like this guy coming down the pipe either. Like the first defensive guy taken last year was Leato Leitu at 15. You know?
Yeah, I mean Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter, there you go. Yeah, Abdul Carter. Yeah, there you go. So that's one. But so that's
well, and even like with defensive tackles, it feels like Mason Graham is the consensus stud, and there's a little bit. He's not J.J. Watt,
right.
You know. He's not a taller Aaron Donald. Yeah. Aaron Donald got docked mostly because of his height. But let's say Aaron Donald was 6'3" or 6'4". He's not that.
Yes.
So I think in a lot of other drafts, Mason Graham wouldn't be as slam dunk the top defensive tackle.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Got in the car a couple minutes ago. I've been hearing about Kelvin Banks for 5 minutes. Who is he?
Offensive tackle out of Texas.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Good player, yeah.
That's bad by me.
Yeah. So
with Kelvin Banks, the big question is there is still a little bit where he doesn't move his feet as fluidly as, like, say, a guy like Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
There's times where if he's a train, the engine is blocking a guy, but his caboose is still stuck two steps behind. upper body gets ahead of his lower body a little bit. So that's why he might be available at 25. He's just not quite as fluid as a guy like Will Campbell or even, you know, Josh Connerly, who's been going lower than Kelvin Banks.
Yeah.
But I do like Kelvin Banks. I wouldn't like him as a top five pick, but at 25, I think that's that there's a lot to work with there. And he's been very consistent and he's produced for a long time.
Would you be cool with Jonathan Alexander's proposed trade where you're essentially netting out, giving up a second round pick next year to move up a few spots to get him?
As I told Jonathan, I did a video the other day where I disagreed with a trade up, but I also told him, you know, I'm going to sit with this for 24 hours and I'll probably be A-okay with it.
And?
I'm A-okay with it.
Okay.
I'm not over that. As long as they don't give up their second round pick.
Yeah.
I don't part with that second round pick. That's all I don't want to leave.
They've got two of those next year. They got a two from the Tunsil next year and they got a three from the Tunsil trade this year.
In that trade, they would lose that second round pick next year, but they still have a second round pick.
They still have their own, or at least one, depending on which one they give up. Yeah. All right, headlines coming up next. Another boring afternoon for the Astros. The NBA playoff picture is coming into focus, and Nico Yamaleava's got a new home and less money. We will get to that in headlines coming up next.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.